be good if you, I think if you just let DeBrennan know that that you're convinced, I think that you said, I don't remember where you said this. I thought it was a good statement, though. You made two or three good ones out of the many you make, but you said somewhere that Johnson wants war less than anybody. He doesn't, I'm convinced he doesn't want any war. I think that's good to let him know. I told him, this fellow Gromyko, and he had to nod his head and agree that there's no president ever extended the hand of fellowship or friendship or understanding further than I did until they started calling me a thief and a murderer. Now, I didn't, see, I had no problem whatever, Bill, at any time with Khrushchev. Will you bear that in mind? And it's only when the Russians got worried about the Chinese and Vietnam that they started calling us all this. And I've never replied in kind. Have you ever heard me say anything anti-Soviet in any speeches?
No, sure I
haven't. Did you read my speech in New York the day before yesterday? What you didn't like about it?
No, I thought that was a good speech.
All right, now,
your speeches have been good all along in many cases, or most of them as I can think of. What has been bothering me is the actual build-up over there.
How can I do it, though? I can't do it. You know, you got four or five divisions there right this minute, and if I get a bunch of troops wiped out because I haven't got the men there, do you imagine where you all will be? You'll be off on a golf course, and they'll say, Senator Russell was unavailable. Senator Fulbright had gone to Hot Springs.
Well, the only thing I meant is this is what I think bugs them, too, and makes them so hard to believe it. And this is why what you did the other night is so important. That's the only way you can offset that. And I think what you did with Gromyko is absolutely right. And that's the way to do it. It's much better to do it that way, I mean, more effective than to make a public speech when you talk to them like you did there. And what you told me about this is the best news I've heard about the whole damn thing.
Well, I told Kuh the same thing. Kuh went out though and said that he told us all about it. And hell, I didn't read, when I read the report of what he said, I didn't recognize that I was even in the meeting. But I told...
Did he report what you are?
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. He reported some of the things he said to Rusk in New York. But we agreed that neither one of us would discuss it so we wouldn't get cutting at each other. And second, I said, now we welcome General de Gaulle. We want him to do anything he can. We appreciate the information he gives me. I've never said an unkind word about him. You can't find one criticism I made of him. I said he cuts at us every week. But I don't reply. I'm not going to. Matter of fact, I think I can outlive him. I think I can stand it longer than he can. Besides, I think the French people like us. And I want them to like us. And I'm not going to do it. I think if we ever needed him, he'd be there. He told Kennedy in 62 that he'd be neutral in Vietnam. And that... If we got no war, he'd be on our side.
Yeah.
Now, that's all I want him to do, and I'm not going to hit at him. But Coop went out and said that he said so-and-so and so-and-so, and I didn't say that to me. He may have said it to Rusk, but he had a big luncheon, all the newspaper men. Now, Bill, that's one thing we don't do well down here. We make an agreement, we keep it. And some of these others go out and propagandize on it. This fella didn't. But... some of our own people drew impressions that we're very close to non-proliferation. We're not, although I think we could get a good break and we could sign a treaty. But I thought if we indicated it or bragged about it, and he did too, it might knock it off. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Now the papers overplayed it this morning. Then I'll get the question about credibility. But he and I agreed on. And I think that he's very sensitive, and I think that I believe they really are frightened by us. But I think it, when I pointed out how I'd reduced my strength, how I'd cut out my nuclear reactors, how they had responded in kind, and then I said all at once, Khrushchev goes out. All at once, you're going to give me hell. I don't feel that way about your leader. And I want to come see you. I want you all to come see me. He just smiled. I want our artist to go see you. I said, I'm going to Van Cliburn tomorrow night to see this symphony. He won the prize over in your country. And he's from my state. And so I think that the man will tell you that Rush never said a word. Thompson took notes during the whole thing.
By the way, I'm glad that that's a good appointment. We confirmed him this morning.
I've given you a bunch of good appointments. Linowitz's a hell of a top man. You're going to like him, and I think you'll like Gene Rostow. I think he's a smart fellow. I think Katzenbach's about the ablest man in the cabinet.
Well, you
I sent him out there right now to do nothing but talk about peace. And to tell this goddamn fellow, I want you to quit torpedoing my conferences ahead of time, too. I got him to go talk to Key and say to Key now, you ought to be talking to some people in your own country, not just your own group. I talk to the Republican Party every day. I talk to the communists. I talk to everybody. So you be talking to them. And that's what Katzenbach's out there for. And so we are trying to give leadership and direction so we don't have to take have another fellow in that government. And this fellow, if he can temper him a little bit, not let him talk so much, you all don't bait him so damn much, why, we'll get out of this thing.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, you be happy. And you go on with Gene Black if you feel like it. You don't?
Really, Parmley told me out at Walter Reed he didn't think I ought to go. I've been having a most god-awful indigestion.
That's a hell of a place to go with a bad stomach. That's all I can say.
Both, and it develops gradually, and I'm on a diet now with a medicine, and he said he's very positive. I told him about this because Gene was here the day before I went out there, and he said he wouldn't go. And it's a hell of a long, hard trip. 2 day stops. You know how hard that is. I'd love to if I was in good shape and about 10 years younger.
Well, I may get to see you before I leave. I'd like to tell you what we have in mind so you don't...
Well, whenever I'm at your disposal, anytime you have the time, I hate to impose on you.
Well, I've got Brown coming Friday, and maybe I can give a little wrap-up. Maybe we'll see Saturday or Sunday before I leave on Monday and give you an idea of what we're going to do, and what we're going to try to do is get some of these folks to take some leadership and be socially conscious and regionally conscious and take the international agencies available to them and help develop them and take some of this leadership themselves and us to try to encourage it. And we think the Asian banks kicked it off. It's just like the Baltimore Orioles Wilderness Series.
You know I've been for this all along, this whole thing. Gene Black and George Wood both agree with me about this international institutions bringing them in, and you've got an opportunity now to start another line in that direction, and then if you try it 1 year, George Mahon and these other boys will come along next year.
I hope they will. Hope will. But you'll abandon me then. You wanted 5 years, and I joined you and kicked old Doc Morgan in the tail, and I got up there, and you turned and gone home and gone to the cellar. Left me out there.
That wasn't you. It's a long story.
Goodbye. Tell your wife I love her anyway, and I'm sorry you're so damn cranky and crotchety.
I ain't cranky.
Doctors prove it. Hell, I knew something wrong with it. Now doctors tell me you got this Pepsi. That's what we used to call it.
I've got that all right. I had to look after Betty ever since you had the heart attack to wait on her like a damn slut.
Betty's all right. I just think what's wrong. Let me ask you this. If, would you confirm me if I sent my own name up?
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill. Okay. I'll call you on the weekend.
Thank you very much.